All check, check. Okay. Burp, 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 burp. Okay. Tonight on TMSPM, give us the chocolate cake.
Alabama has their own hypocrites.
Gawker ain't sorry, son.
Microsoft kills Tay in 24 hours.
Esports with Garrett.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMSPM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS PM, the afternoon edition of the show. Happens every Thursday. Why? Because you guys support us on patreon.com/TMS. Even the smallest amount makes it possible for this to happen. My name's Scott Johnson. That guy is Brian Ibbett.
Hello.
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 What brings you here on this salty afternoon?
Oh, I didn't see you there.
Oh, hello. So I gotta, you know, we always have something to tell you at the top of the show.
I like that too, because otherwise going right into news, it feels like...
It'd be lame, right?
Yeah, feel...
It'd be dumb.
It feels suck. Like going in dry.
That's right.
Yeah, not good.
Oh, goodness. All right. We're going there, are we? All right. So here's the deal. I'm not going to get specific with the details because it actually wasn't my joke. But it's being blamed on me because the internet is stupid. And I won't, so I'm not going to give you that part of it, but I don't think that matters in terms of what I'm about to show you or tell you or read you. Okay.
All right.
So the actual context of it, you can be whatever people want it to be. Let your imaginations run wild. But there was a blog post that had to do with me that also had commenters. And as you know, comments on the internet are probably the most truthful, best window into the hearts of mankind.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, you'll find the most warmth and kindness. Mm-hmm. And sure.
Real absolutely. Caring people involved on a constant basis in comments and chat rooms and things like mm-hmm. that. It says here, here's the quote, and it's the nicest thing anyone said about me. And I posted this on Twitter earlier. I'll read it now. When even a weirdo like Scott Johnson makes a joke about you, you really know that there is no respect for you left anymore.
You are the last vestige of hope. And if even you makes fun of somebody, you know you might as well just pack it in.
Yeah. Kind of thing. And the specific thing they're talking about, the irony is I didn't make the joke. That's the irony. The person who I talked to, of which the audio was excised and then used for this post, was someone else that I work with, not you.
I was wondering if
I would have shared
I
you.
I should be expecting another email.
No. I would have shared this with you if it was you,
sure.
And I still will because I just forgot. But because you'll get a kick out of it. But the person in question, who I will not name here, made the actual joke. So the two things happening here. One, apparently, you really have to be below subhuman if a weirdo like me makes a joke about you, okay? That's number one. Number two, he spelled my name with two S's, so there's that. Scott Johnson.
Like if you were Swedish.
Yeah, like the original spelling.
He's
going right to the source of John's son.
Here's it's another piece of audio I'll have to dig out and find, but... In the very, very early days, the 2004 days of podcasting, Adam Curry talked about Coverville and me on his show.
Yeah.
And says, well, take Brian Ibbett, for example. Here's a guy who, let's face it, would never make it on regular radio with what he's doing.
That's not very nice.
Yeah.
Did he mean because covers are weird? And
no, I think he meant because of my voice.
Oh.
I think that he's under the impression that I don't have a voice for radio.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to say something about Adam Curry into your defense.
What's Adam Curry doing these days?
You know the guy's got a camera. Listen, I know one thing about...
Brian Ibbotson.
Brian Ibbotson. No, I kind of get what he means. I mean,
I don't have a traditional top 40 radio voice.
Right. You could if you wanted to force it, but why would you? That's not right. You, right?
Then I'd sound... You know who I'd sound like if I did that?
Mm.
Adam Curry.
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of the point. And we have no ire toward Adam Curry. It's fine.
No, not at all. Not at all.
The guy had a successful MTV run. He's now conspiracy theorist number one. He's got all kinds of cool stuff going on.
Hey, if it weren't for Adam Curry, I don't know that I'd be here. I don't know that I'd be doing what I'm doing.
Exactly. And I know what he means. What he means is, hey, people all over the place who have a desire to do this now can do it. It's much easier to get in. You can do it yourself. You don't have to worry about trying to get up the ranks through traditional radio or impress a bunch of people you don't know or have friends on the inside. Like, you can. I know what he means.
Right.
But the way he said it, it's like this.
Scott Johnson's got quite the unit.
All right.
That's the second nicest thing that people have said about you.
Yeah, second nicest thing ever. All right. Anyway, so there's that. I just wanted to share it, and I thought you'd enjoy it, and it seems that you did. So there's nothing left to do but play this. Oh, that's not the right thing. So here it
Radio
is.
Radio today is different. Powerful networks span the nation from coast to coast. Shortwave radio girdles the globe.
It's the evening news brought to you by
Basmati rice and slow cooked chicken.
Yeah, we had that for lunch right before the episode here.
Nice.
I'm a little
bloated.
I had
a hamburger.
Oh, well, that's all right too. Mm-hmm. Did you go to Smashburger? You like that?
I went to Good Times. You don't have Good Times out there, do you?
No, we had the show Good Times.
Yeah, yeah. No relation.
Yeah, there's no
JJ Walker is probably he doesn't work at our he doesn't work at the one locally. But
right. He may visit, though. It's just that's be right. there at the right time when he does his little tour, like the Colonel used to do at the KFCs.
Right. Exactly.
No, I've never heard of that. Are they good?
Local Denver chain and make really, really good burgers.
Oh, very nice.
Home, like, you know, only farm-raised beef or something. They're always touting, like, that, you know, it's only local farm-to-table crap.
I am so glad you brought that up.
The term farm-to-table crap?
No, just burgers. Because I forgot to tell this story because I think it's hilarious. Now, I told you about Cubby's moving into town. They're from Chicago originally, right? Mm-hmm. People love Cubby's. They're spreading all over the place. They're really good. One of the best burgers I've ever had. And it's just down the road and to the light for us. It's awesome how close it is. Here's the funny thing. They're famous for one of the things they're famous for is their sign is the word Cubby's in this big font, all lowercase. And it's lit, not like most signs are with like, you know, like, I don't even know how to, you know, like a solid letter with some lighting inside. It's not like that. Yeah. It's lots of Vegas looking lights, like tons of little ones.
Like neon tubing, or is it, the little tiny bulbs.
Yeah, like bulbs.
Right. Yeah.
Like you'd see at the, you know, when you used to walk under the flamingo and it would just be like, like that.
Right.
It's those kind of lights. They're not blinking and rotating or anything. They're just on. And at night, it's just like, Cubbies, you know, with these lights. And they're known to be kind of bright and it catches your attention and, you know, all that stuff.
Sure.
We live near a retirement home up here.
Okay.
So it's like a big retirement community, a very nice, poshy, expensive one. People living there are paying like $8,000 a month or some crazy number. It's ridiculous. I don't know why it's so expensive, but it actually improves the value of our neighborhood, so I'm fine with it. But anyway, all these old people live over there and they're all very nice, whatever. They're old people who've earned the right to live there or their kids have paid for, whatever. We notice one day that Cubby's lights are turned way down.
Mm.
We're like, that's interesting. Yesterday, that thing was so bright I could read a book by it. Today, it's like, it's all muted. And we know a girl. She's 17, works there, friend of the family. We asked her, what's going on? Oh, some old people said it was making it hard to drive. So, so some old person went to Cubby's and complained.
It's too bright.
What do you think? My cataracts are flashing. Yeah. And truthfully, as a guy who had cataract surgery and knows what it's like to have bright lights, like Vegas-style lights in your eyes when you're in the middle of all that, I understand. I do.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yes.
But I just think it's funny that some old coot.
Even those plastic wraparound glasses that I put over my regular glasses are not shaded enough for me to not get blinded by the cubby sign.
Exactly. The cubbies are trying to blind me. And what I can hear him say, this is what I want him to be. I wanted that event to be him in there going, I demand you turn the sign down. Ooh, cheese fries. That's what I want. I doubt that happened, but that's right. What I want.
I'm only taking surface streets now because the highway goes right by that Cubby's.
Yep. So every time
we
go,
killed a man.
Every time we go by it now, and we just think, oh, it's a little muted because some, you know, because Gerhardt McGillicuddy couldn't see. Poor guy.
Oh, somebody just posted a picture of the sign. That is pretty bright. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. Do you see what I mean? Like it's not. They're not goofing off. It's a real deal.
Do you think when the guy came in there, he's still so blinded from the sign that he's like knocking over tables and trying to find the counter?
He's just seeing streaks of white everywhere he walks. It's entirely possible.
sounded like Thurston Howell, maybe.
Yeah, he yelled like Mr. Magoo. He chewed out the Coke machine. You need to turn down your lights. Over here, sir. Oh, shit. Cheese
fries.
I'll
take that silence to mean you'll do it.
Make me a burger, and I want it for free. Anyway, there's that. all right, what's up here? Oh, I forgot to get in the chat. Hi, chat. I'm in now. Chocolate cake, turns out, is something people sometimes will pull out of the fridge and have a big slice for breakfast. It seems like a bad idea, right? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't recommend this. You wouldn't say to somebody, they wouldn't go, hey, Brian, I'm really interested in a healthy start to my day. How do you think I should do it? You don't turn around and say, have some
cake.
What
do you got for breakfast? Well, I've got some Sara Lee chocolate cake. Will that work?
Well, it turns out, according to some new research, it might be good for both your brain and your waistline.
Wow.
Now, I might call Bullschmidt on this until I know better, but here's
Who
what they say.
Who knew that Bill Cosby was 100% right?
Now bring us the chocolate cake. How's it go? Dad is great. He's having an affair with 8 women we just don't know about.
Don't eat the chocolate cake.
Yeah, don't eat the chocolate cake. That might have a sleeping pill in it. File this one under studies we sure would volunteer for. New research says eating chocolate regularly can improve brain function. Yes, that sweet sticky treat. Just chocolate or chocolate cake? As it says here. Well, anyway. You crave the most inopportune times is now being associated with a host of cognitive benefits, including memory and abstract reasoning. It's all part of a long-term, large-scale study out of Syracuse University in New York. And measured the effects of chocolate consumption on 968 people aged 23 to 98, without changing their overall dietary habits. Quote, habitual chocolate intake was related to cognitive performance, measured with an extensive battery of neuropsychological tests. In my head, that looked like neuropsychological tests. My brain almost wanted to say it. Neuropsychological test, the researcher wrote, more frequent chocolate consumption was significantly associated with better performance on these tests. Wow. And they say later in the article, if you're eating chocolate in some form for breakfast, not necessarily cake, but something.
Right. Yeah, it's funny that they, this article points out cake in the headline, but could be any chocolate, right?
Yeah, you could do...
add a little chocolate to your coffee.
Yeah, or even have a little hot chocolate in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or what else could you do? You could eat this can of Pamplemousse Caprice. Whatever.
it's my favorite YouTube video.
Yeah, really good. Mm-hmm. All the different frames he would do at the same time. It's incredible.
That's right, yes.
All this Patreon money. So if you guys are already doing that, if you're already making this horrible dietary decision, then just know that you're actually probably going to do okay. But don't go crazy. Like anything, don't read this and think, all right, that's it. Chocolate cake all day.
Right.
Then you're asking for troubles. All right. In a long-running series of I Doth Protest Too Much articles here on the show, I have a fresh, hot new one for you, Brian.
All right.
Alabama's family values governor is now mired in a sex scandal.
Oh, jeez.
While running for governor in 2010, Alabama's Robert Bentley emphasized his family values credentials, and Republican candidate not only ran ads featuring his wife and family, but Bentley also believes he's in it so strongly in the sanctity of traditional marriage that as far as he is concerned, when same-sex couples wed, their marriages should be dismissed as social experiments. Ooh. Gauntlet thrown down.
Yeah, no kidding.
Given what we learned yesterday, though, the GOP governor probably should have made his family, shouldn't have made him such a centerpiece of his platform. Alabama Sunday school teaching governor was accused by his former top cop. He had a top cop.
A top cop?
He likes to be bottom cop. On Wednesday, of breaking the seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. I really like that this article both had to say the seventh commandment and then define what the seventh commandment is.
Well,
Good job.
Don't know them by number. I'm glad they did. I'm glad they, because I would have had to go to my Bible and search for that page and say, all right, 1, 2.
You'd have to carve that 6 inches of dust off that Bible you got in a box in storage someplace, blow it off, and then,
I wouldn't be able to find that on the internet.
I actually wouldn't know either. I think if you said, I don't know. You could say this is number 12, and I'd go, wait, weren't there only 10? That may be the only way I'd probably.
Hey,
be able
Siri,
to...
what's the seventh commandment?
Thou shalt not buy Android.
Checking. Okay, I found this on the web for what's the seventh commandment.
Shh. I hate it when she wimps out like that.
Yeah. Well, does she say it does have adultery as the
it does say that immediately.
As the thing, yeah.
I just wish she'd say it. Okay, how about this? Siri, is there a God?
Sorry, I'm not sure what you said.
Well, that's because you're avoiding the question, F you. All right, what's the deal here? Oh, so anyway, here's how it all went down. Spencer Collins claims he was fired from his post as head of the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency on Tuesday because he refused to cover up Bob Bentley's alleged affair with top political advisor Rebecca Caldwell Mason. They always have three names.
Yes. Oh, the hyphen. The hyphen makes her so sexy.
Yeah. If you missed Rachel's coverage of his story last night, who's Rachel? Anyway, the clip is worth watching because
apparently the person who covered the story.
I guess it's on the page. Last fall, when the governor and his wife split after 50 years of marriage, 5-0.
Wow.
Widespread rumors going around that he was having an affair, but yesterday the chatter became a legitimate story after Collier, up until recently Alabama's top cop, held a press conference to say he had been fired for trying to cover the thing up. Now everybody's in trouble. And this guy, I think he had his wiener out. So good job once again. I'm just saying here's where I want to clarify my statement on anyone who talks too strongly about a topic is usually a hypocrite,
right?
Or doing the very thing they're complaining against. You know, I hate gays and drugs, therefore I have meth in my back pocket and a gay stripper hooker in the bed. I want to clarify something.
Yeah,
it isn't that you shouldn't believe people who feel strongly about something.
Sure,
it's that you shouldn't believe people who feel strongly about things that oppress or otherwise screw over someone else. That's where I have trouble. When somebody gets up and says, gays are the worst, well, what are they doing? They're ripping on a segment of the population that has nothing to do with them, and they have no reason to be giving them a hard time, and they should let them live. So if you are interfering with the lives of someone else, those are the ones I don't trust. If you just get up and say, I think it's really important to feed your kids a good breakfast in the morning, that's not hurting anyone to say that. You're not ripping on anybody. You're not giving anybody a hard time. You're not saying someone's wrong. You're saying, I think it's a good idea to do this thing. That's different. If you say, I think it's a bad idea to take drugs, fine. If you say, everyone's a drug dealer, blah, 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 and then you're doing drugs, well, then you deserve to be mocked then. So I just wanted to clarify that, because a lot of people are like, well, how should I believe you when you say you shouldn't listen to these people? And like, no, I'm saying, if it oppresses or otherwise pigeonholes or sidelines or whatever someone else, then that's my radar goes off. Because that's called deference, and you're deferring your own stupid guilt.
There was a dude with like a North Carolina city council guy, I think, just recently, in the last few days.
Yeah.
Had to get up and publicly admit that he had gotten a DUI or a DWI recently. It's like a big sobbing confession that he had to do in front of the, I guess, the council or...
something like that, because he was
he had been, pushing legislation to punish drunk drivers even harder.
Yeah, of course he was, because he's full of shit. And the guy, the week before that, we had a guy on who was, or an article about a guy who was, what was his deal? Oh, he was anti-gay. And then he had, found out he had like four separate profiles trolling around on Grindr.
Right.
Like, come on, you guys. Just don't buy it. I just don't buy it when they do that. If you get up and talk about something about yourself, fine. If you get up and start telling everyone else they're doing something wrong, my little radar goes ding. Like a little boner in the wind. Bing. all right. Nick Denton of Gawker fame. He's the founder of Gawker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He has no remorse for posting Hulk Hogan's sex tape.
Really? Okay.
I'd have a little monetary.
15 million remorses.
If there's 1 point per dollar,
right?
I would have 115 million points. Anyway,
a million points of remorse.
He seemed pretty chill in this interview I saw. Founder Nick Denton said he has no regrets about posting the video of Hulk Hogan having sex that resulted in a $140.1 million verdict. Oh, and by the way, that's 140 now because 25 million in punitive.
Oh, wow. Right. That's right. We talked about that he was originally going for 100 and then they bumped it up to 115 and now it's 140.
I wish Hulk Hogan would just shut up about it, though. Take your money. You won the case. Go off somewhere, because every time you say something, it makes me a little irritated. The other day he got it. It was all over with. And he says, every guy needs a second chance. I'm like, you're Hulk Hogan. You're not some downtrodden dude that was previously living in the gutter. Nothing was working out for you. Stop it. Take your money and shut up.
Needs a second chance. He was having sex with his buddy's wife while his buddy was watching. I mean, it's not like he,
right?
You know,
you didn't deserve to have your
stoplight.
Listen, I think it's a just. I don't know about the reward level. I don't know if it's worth all that or not. But they were in the wrong for sure. He was in the right for sure. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to start going. Rah. He posted some picture on his Twitter of him wrestle move jumping out of a doorway and into a pile of gold money.
Like, oh, no.
Like, what are you doing? Just take your money and go that way.
Wow.
Go make.
He's going full Kanye, ladies and gentlemen. We've reached
peak Kanye, or no, what do you call it? We've reached Kanye.
We've reached orange level Kanye.
We've gone as west from as we can from Kanye. The money is coming from Gawker. Gawker has to pay that money for those asking in the chat.
And I'm sure the lawyer is going to get a more than healthy amount of that.
Oh yeah, no, he's he'll do fine. Mm-hmm. Denton also said he believes the high profile trial was more of a publicity versus the free press than privacy. He was joking about this tape, quote unquote, he said of Hogan today on Good Morning America. He didn't like the story that we wrote. That's his right. It's the right of the jury not to like the story we wrote. It's the free press, and in this country, people are allowed to write what they want, and people are allowed to read what they want. Listen, Nick Denton, you're kind of avoiding what you did, though. You didn't just write an article. Mm-hmm. You posted a tape without somebody's express permission that was taken erroneously. It's like there is clear law on that. You can't just do that. You can write your article all day. You can write an article saying, I think Hulk Hogan poops in a coffee cup once a day and feeds it to a dog. But that's not the same as what you actually did. So nobody in this is very... It just all feels so icky and dirty and sticky. Right. Everything about it should be just wrestling. It should just be, I look like the guy on the app icon for Clash of Clans. That should be it.
I'm coming after them next. Some of that Clash of Clans money.
Oh my gosh. Florida awarded Hogan, Terry Bollea. The big money. So there you go. Off into the sunset. Don't talk anymore, Hulk Hogan. Be done talking. Microsoft.
If you take the Clash of Clans guys to court, do you get like the first day of the trial is free, and then for every other day of the trial you either have to wait 30 days or you can speed up the trial with coins?
Yeah. Special little tokens. They call them law coins.
Perfect.
Law gems.
There it is. Law shards.
It's exactly right. Finally, Microsoft put that Tay chatbot thing to bed because 24 hours into it, it started to be racist and say terrible things to people.
Oh, I liked it better when it was singing Chocolate Rain.
I agree. In less than 24 hours, Microsoft's Tay, I talked about this yesterday on DTNS, is where the original story was, and they launched this like AI learning machine thing that was in the form of a social app, and people are supposed to be able to talk to it. It talked to them, and it would learn speech patterns and understand other people and be kind of cool that way. Well, it turns out people were really bad to it, and now it is a very bad sounding thing. It went from a happy-go-lucky, human-loving chatbot to full-on racist.
Oh, no.
So now the too impressionable Tay is getting a timeout. Microsoft has temporarily shut down the Twitter chatbot after racist trolls ruined it for everyone, don't they always, teaching Tay to repeat some extremely offensive viewpoints. Released on Wednesday, Tay was designed to interact with people to help Microsoft better understand conversational speech. It was targeted at 18 to 24-year-olds. The dirty millennials. The bot turned out to be a huge hit with online miscreants who cajoled Tay into repeating racist, sexist, and anti-Semitic slurs. Without repeating the offending tweets, we'll just say that Tay went as far as to support Hitler, deny the Holocaust, and even call for genocide. Microsoft said, we got to yank the cord on that. So I guess you'll wait till they fix it.
I guess so.
Good luck, everybody.
That's too bad. It's always sad when, there's something really cool, some new cool technology, and it just falls into the dirty, dirty hands of the long tail of the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you going to do? I'm a little bit surprised they didn't know this ahead of time. Like, why would they have made this and thought everybody was just going to be like your nice, sweet grandmother with it? Right. Of course not. You're putting it into the wild. They're going to experiment. They're going to pound at it. If anything, I mean, in some ways it's a good thing because then you can really build your product, service, whatever it is, to be resistant to terrible things, but you had to know they were going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's weird that they didn't know. I wonder what Bill or Melinda Gates would say.
It's the same thing that happened to Bob.
That's right. developers.
Clippy. They turned Clippy into a monster.
Oh my gosh. Clippy would be great as a racist anti-Semite. Wouldn't he? Do you need any help with that, you dirty Jew?
That's right. Exactly. It looks like you're... you know what? I'm going to stop there.
It looks like you're typing this letter with the inferior non-white hands.
It looks like you need some spelling in your manifesto. Can I fix that for you?
That's terrible. All right. It's not bad that you think it's funny, chat room. It is funny. They should have known better.
Yeah.
It's sad and funny. It's like The Big Short. That movie is sad and funny. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, esports with Garrett. A few updates on what's going on in that world. Your Twitter questions and more. Before that, though, a little songy breaky.
Yes. So, as you know, the band Same Sex Mary is in town for a concert tonight here in Denver. And Scott, I gave you those two songs earlier just to kind of throw you off the scent, because I'm going to surprise you with a live performance by Same Sex Mary here in the Coverville studio. They're actually here in the booth with me today. I'm going to flip the camera over so you can see them.
Weird.
I'm going to turn on the mic. You're actually seeing more.
Oh, look at this.
Of the basement here.
That's amazing.
So this is the Coverville man cave, basically, is what you're seeing. So without further ado, let me introduce the band Same Sex Mary, James, Svet, and Dane. Reading left to right, or right to left, I guess. I'm seeing a reverse view of the camera. That's the deal. This is a cover of the Talking Heads' Heaven, and here is Same Sex Mary.
Everybody's trying to get to the bar. The name of the bar. The bar is called Heaven. The band in Heaven plays my favorite song. Play it once again. All night long. Oh, heaven, heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. Oh, heaven, heaven is a place. A place where nothing ever happens. There is a party and everyone is there. And everyone will leave at exactly the same time. It's hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be so much fun. Now heaven, heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. Oh, heaven, heaven is a place where nothing ever happens. When this kiss is over, it will start again. It will not be any different. It'll be exactly the same. It's hard to imagine that nothing at all could be so exciting, could be so much fun. Now heaven is a place where nothing ever happened. Oh, heaven is a place where nothing ever happened.
Woo! Same sex Mary right there.
That was amazing.
Hey, party people.
I didn't expect that at all. That was really great.
Cool. Yes, you guys can't hear what we're saying. The round of applause.
Big time. That's freaking amazing. Holy crap. I had no idea you were doing that. You tricked me.
I did. Yeah, that was the whole point.
Yeah, yes. Nice job. It's good to see them.
They will be back later in the show with one of their originals, so stick around for that.
Ah, sweet. So we're going to end the show that way, too. That's great.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. That was great. I loved that. And we should do that more often.
Sure. Anytime I can, I'll get a band to perform down here live.
For those just listening via audio, you don't know what you just could have seen. They also
Probably be on the YouTube video.
Oh, for sure. But Brian actually projected Mad Max Fury Road on the wall behind them as they were playing, which just made it all the cooler. That was amazing. Yes. So cool. And I bet they're just having a blast in town. They're going to do great tonight. Everything will be good.
They honestly got here about 30 minutes before we started the show. So all this was set up in that short time.
It's amazing. Look at that. Brian's not just a promoter. He's a go-goater. All right. I don't know what any of that meant. So now's our chance to get Garrett in here and see what's going on. Oh, you know what? I have a little theme for him we use on the show. It's this one right here. Sports. It's on the lips and tongues of everyone in America and across the world. And the guy to bring you the update about what the hell's going on with it all is Garrett Weinzierl, who's on the line right now. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, Scott and Brian.
From German descent. Garrett's last name is German.
Weinzierl?
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't think I would get berated by that racist Clippy all that much.
Yeah, probably not. Probably not. It's good to have you on, man.
You're trying to play Hearthstone. Can I help you with that?
Can I help you? We haven't had you on since your deathly ill fight with death, and I'm glad you're...
Yes.
Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm back to my high school weight.
Yeah, you lost a bunch of weight. Yeah. You had like the worst flu ever, like multiple runs of the antibiotic stuff, and I don't know how you're still with us, but I'm glad you are. That would have sucked. You're young.
I'm really, I frequently am happy not
happy
to be
not
dead.
To be dead.
You know what? Listen, if you were one of those guys that's in his 80s or one of those kids who are like 7 or 8, you may have been one of those statistics, man. Like when it hits you that hard, they always say the very old and the very young get it. But nope, Garrett's right in the middle. You might even say on the precipice of middle age.
Yeah. Although, that. I mean, we played Heroes the other night. According to Dills, I am the oldest young guy he's ever met.
Yeah, that's true. He says you're a 28-year-old, 29-year-old is what he said. He seemed to be very impressed with that. Listen, we all know the trick Dills uses to stay up. So that's all we have to say about that. That guy can stay up until 4-5 in the morning, and he has a trick, and that's all I'm saying. That's it.
And occasionally falls asleep on stream.
That's right.
I guess it's been a while since he's done that.
It
it's
has been a while.
Topical
yeah.
as it used to be.
He's got hardware that shuts it down now.
It's still one of my fondest Dill's memories.
Yeah. Plus, we're here to, that's what we do here. It's good to have you on, man. Let's talk about esports. What's going on? I know Heroes of the Dorm has been happening.
It has. And the summer season for Heroes of the Storm's main championship also just got announced. Mm. The spring championship is next weekend, and it's going to have a $500,000 prize pool.
Yeah,
150,000 of that will be going to the winning team alone.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Cloud9's looking favored. They just took the North American regional. They won 3-1 over Team Naventic. And if you're not familiar with them, they used to be called Bob Ross Fan Club.
Oh, they had to change it, didn't they?
Yeah, well, they got a sponsor.
That would be a good reason too. But
as we all kind of expected, since they won the first big tournament of the year, it wasn't just so entertaining to hear everyone just keep saying in a serious voice, "And Bob Ross Fan Club is going for the core. They're going for the core. Oh, they win!"
Yeah, and when they would shorten it, they'd say, "And Bob Ross has decided to stay back."
It's like, even better.
Bob Ross has decided to do what? That was amazing.
I said this on Into the Nexus. I said something will be lost when these guys get sponsored and we no longer have that amazing name being shoutcasted at the at volume 11. And I feel I was right.
Yeah, at the very least, we're not going to get a little doubloon platform mount that with his face on it, with his big afro.
Yeah, wouldn't it be phenomenal? That'd be fantastic. And also probably copyright infringement, but mostly phenomenal.
Yeah. The family, the Bob Ross family, would probably not like it, but maybe they can get some of that sweet esports money. Who knows?
Maybe they could have put a happy tree on it.
Yeah.
They paint their own instead of using one of Bob Ross's.
Now, I guess I'm not shocked to hear that Cloud9 is favored. They seem to always be. Is that kind of is it a bit of a problem in the sense that they're, they're a bit like the Yankees during parts of their reign as the constant champions? And people,
I don't think Heroes has been around long enough for it to really be a huge problem. I mean, we've only had one world championship, which they won.
Yeah.
And we're only halfway through our second year of Heroes having an official Blizzard tournament.
Well, if they win three, that's when I think you start to go, all right.
Yeah.
We got
I would be with you there. We'll call me back in 2 years.
Okay.
And we'll see how that pans out.
Everyone write this down. Get it in your calendars now. We're gonna follow up on this in 2018 and see where they're at. No, I it's fine. They're great. They're good. I just feel like they're becoming a quote unquote franchise they're an organization that doesn't just field teams for this game. They field teams for League and Dota.
Yeah, they have rosters everywhere.
Yeah, and they're going to keep growing. And it does feel a little bit like they're this big, attractive organization that can pull the best players in and kind of dominate whatever league they want to be in. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know what that
is. That is true. And it's not like Cloud9 is always winning in every single esport that they're a part of, though. So,
good point.
But they definitely have an incredibly strong Heroes presence.
So this Heroes of the Dorm stuff, which has two Utah schools in it, I found out a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Which is very exciting. This is a relatively short tournament. When does this all end? This weekend, right?
Heroes of the Dorm, early next month. I believe it's the first weekend of April.
Oh, I thought it was next week for some reason. Why did I
think that? It'll be happening the first weekend of April. What is that? Because technically April starts on a weekend. The second weekend of April, the 8th and 9th.
Oh, okay. So another week than I thought.
Or the 9th and 10th, I believe. I'm sorry. It runs through Sunday. But yeah, it'll be happening in Seattle.
Oh, and you and someone's going.
Kyle's going.
Oh, Kyle's going. Right.
Kyle lives just about an hour away.
He's out of that tree now. He was up that 80-foot tree for 2 days, and now he's down, and now he can go to the
Yeah, exactly. He had if it was Kyle doing that, he'd probably be dressed up like a wizard yelling at everyone. But
I love the idea that anyone I know who lives in Seattle is easy just to say they're the one on the tree.
Exactly. He's just a
tree.
He is just a ferry ride away from Seattle. I'm a little miffed because they announced this way too late.
Yeah.
And flights out there are now just obscenely ridiculous because it's only a couple weeks away.
Yeah, it's like $1,500 if you're lucky to get that in coach. So if you had to, do you have a pick there? Do you have a favorite in the dorm championship?
I don't, honestly. Mm.
You're like me. I like when it's like football, I follow the NFL. I don't really know what's going on in college football.
Yeah, I just want to see good games. Last year, it was all on Kyle. He was the one filling out the bracket and getting nuts with it and doing all his research to find out. He basically went with whatever schools had the most ex-StarCraft II players on their team, which was not a bad way to go.
Yeah.
It worked out for him pretty well. I flip it on. I enjoy it. I just want to see good games.
Yeah.
So it's not like I went to a private art school, so I have no one to root for. I don't think the Ringling Armadillos are going to be playing in Heroes of Dorm anytime soon.
your art school had a sports team, the Armadillos.
It was a joke that eventually became the actual mascot of the school.
Wow. That's Armadillos. Fantastic. They're just basically, they're like potato bugs. They just roll up and go nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we don't really have a sports team. Like, you know, some kids would get together and play sports, but it wasn't like we meet up against other schools and whatnot. So. Yeah.
Well, we didn't have a mascot, but we did try and come up with our own fraternity, the letters of which, instead of being Greek letters, it was going to be like, you know, the symbols you use on your keyboard to make it look like somebody's swearing, you know, like ampersand, percentage, exclamation point.
Yeah. I love that.
Saturn. Yeah.
Hashtag, whatever. That's great. Right. Did you, did not go very far? You guys weren't able to.
Didn't go very far. No.
No. That's too bad.
Didn't even make it to T-shirts.
That's unfortunate. No one was able to say your name.
You'd have new recruits have to swear in, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh,
dad jokes. Anyway, so there's another thing I was going to ask you about this. Now I forgot what it was. I know what it is. I have a question. So on Core, we had I wouldn't call it an argument, but we had a back and forth about whether or not we felt like the game... Because, okay, so the World Championship stuff that ends... at BlizzCon,
yep,
this year, which is underway and happening in various brackets and stuff, that is affected by patches. So if a patch comes out for a game, they get that patch at some point, maybe not at the same time we do as the general public, but they get that patch and they continue on to their next round of games using patched content. They practice with it and so on. The dorm guys, my understanding is, are stuck with whatever the snapshot was before this patch that's hitting Tuesday, and they will not have, they'll have a whole week of the old, technically the old version, pre-patch version of the game, and not get the new patch. Do you have any insight on that? Like, is that the way this stuff should go? Should they just all be as live as we are? Does that create all kinds of problems for rules or balance issues and that kind of stuff? I just love to hear your opinion on it.
Well, I think for one, folks like you and I, Scott, who don't play games professionally, whether we really want to admit it or not, I think we're going to probably have a bias towards saying, hey, it should just be as live as possible, because me, as a player who does not play this game for a living, I just want the game to be the best it can possibly be. And I don't want at any point for Team One to feel like they need to hold back an improvement to the game. For the esports side of thing, because that affects me zero, and I would just like the game to be constantly iterated upon.
Right. But in their case, they have rules. They have a lot of money on the line. There's like a lot of... You have to just consider a lot more probably, you know, on any kind of pro circuit. Thus are real sports. Well, I shouldn't say real sports. People
traditional
get pissed,
sports.
But you know what I mean. Traditional physical dudes out on the field sports. All right, everybody, just keep your emails to yourselves.
Sports that aren't played in chairs. Oh, wait, Garrett, NASCAR is a sport. No. Oh, yeah, crap. That's right. You have really stupid sports, too, real sports people.
I want to have a chair. I want to have a NASCAR chair. You've called it a chair. And I want like a seat from a car from NASCAR, and I'm going to call it my chair.
My sports chair.
Yes! Have STP written all over it and freaking Mountain Dew on the front, and that's a great
idea. And to all the NASCAR fans out there, every now and then I kind of get in the mood to watch a NASCAR race, so I'm just kind of ribbing.
Oh, me too. I like things where things just go in a circle and never really are interesting. I like that too. It's pretty fun.
Oh, nice. I tried to dig ourselves out of the hole, and you just kicked us right back in it.
His email address is anyway.
I think whatever it is that they end up doing, though, like whatever it is that they decide is right for Heroes Esports, I think they should apply equally to the collegiate side of things and to the professional scene.
Okay, so that's interesting. In this particular case, it looks like they're not going to do that. But then I can also see the point of, you know, if you have to go 8, 9, 10 months without any new content as a pro player, other than maybe you're messing around on your own, but in your, you know, your practice sessions and your actual games, you are using an old version of the game, that would suck for those guys, I think. And then you also would not, us as the fans who need to be there to be the eyeballs to make this grow, we wouldn't get to see anybody playing with Zul or with Dehaka or anybody else that's new, because those things wouldn't be allowed in, because again, they'd have to have a pre-version of the patch. So I don't know. I don't know how you handle it, because I totally get it on both sides. You can't make those guys wait, and you can't have the dorm people switching every week.
Yeah, I mean, if you go on like the extreme opposite ends of the scale, of which is for the entire season, the pro players will never single change of the game, versus it doesn't matter what's happening, they're going to have to deal with it, even if it, like, the patch goes live in the middle of a tournament. I mean, those are your opposite ends of the spectrum, and I don't think either of those are realistic. So I think Blizzard's doing a pretty good job. It seems like they're trying to just address it date by date, event by event, and I don't think that's necessarily a bad way to do it.
I agree. They've got their banana in the right pipe, as I like to say.
I had a nickel for every time I've heard that one.
You'd have 10 cents. All right. So, Garrett, anything else we can tell people about where they can find you, what you're up to, what's going on right now?
Well, I was hoping I'd be able to announce a small convention that I'll be putting on, but the details on that aren't up yet. So
sounds like a Johnson poll.
But you can literally go and do nothing about it right now.
Yeah. I did a seminar once on how to pull a Johnson real hard, and we're thinking about changing it to pulling a Weinzerl this year. So.
Yeah. Yesterday I tweeted, cool stuff happened in July, folks, and yeah. I must have gotten 15 tweets that are like, "Yeah, nice Johnson pull there, Garrett."
Yeah, they all know.
So you've become a meme, Mr. Johnson.
Great, my Enjoy. First
meme.
Meme
one, Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, exactly. But nice. Hey, folks, you want to hear more about Heroes, and you're done listening to the core for this week? Check out Into the Nexus tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Twitch.tv/HeyMoveTV. Jeff Cannata is guesting with us tonight.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has things to say about that game. He likes it.
He does. This is something we've been trying to schedule, I believe, for the better part of 10 months. So
Yeah. we had a similar arrangement. Well, actually I did get him on the Boob Show, but he's a man about town, busy dude, and an expecting father, it turns out now. So he's got all kinds of stuff going on. That'll be great. People do tune in for that. Garrett Art on Twitter.
Yep.
That's it, man. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good one,
Stay
folks.
Out of trouble.
See ya.
I can't find the hang up for Garrett. Why? Still make face. Oh, there he goes.
You know, knowing that Hearthstone had some esports stuff going on while it was still in beta,
yeah.
Do you think we're far from seeing Overwatch esports?
I think we're going to see...
I guess it's not public beta like Hearthstone was.
Right, that's the difference. And that stuff was never for big prize money. It was more like exhibition type matches, but it was still pretty competitive. Like, you're not wrong about the sense it was, or the sense of it being competitive. I think what'll happen, this thing releases in March, or May, rather. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wish it was March. And I think that they will pretty quickly turn around and say, here are our plans, and I'll bet those plans culminate into some sort of exhibition-type stuff for BlizzCon, and then they'll have a plan for the next year to be like a full-on tournament with money and everything else.
Yeah,
I think they very much want to do that with this game. And I'm very excited about the announced... It's in the patch, actually, right now, the weekly Brawl stuff. Did you hear about that?
No.
So it's like Tavern Brawl for Hearthstone, except in Overwatch.
In Overwatch, okay.
Where the map already... If you do a custom game, there's already some great like mutators and switches you can flip on and off for all kinds of stuff. Like, only allow... allow no ultimates, or allow ultimates to be constantly charged.
Okay.
You know, you can just do crazy combinations of things to make very interesting matches, and their goal is to do that as well. So there will be a game mode where every week you'll get in and play a number of these matches that are just completely bonkers. You can only be Soldier 76, or you can only be a bunch of Winstons, or
that'd be great.
Whatever.
Holy cow.
It's super cool. So they seem to be, everything about Overwatch tells me that they're interested in getting this up on the esports stuff as well. Let's do some Twitter questions, some quick ones.
All right.
We don't have a ton of time, but we do have a couple here. For example, all these come to us at the Ask TMS hashtag on Twitter. We do it every Thursday for the PM edition. So if you haven't ever done that, you certainly can. Here's one from Sean Cox. I wonder if his middle name is.
begins with an M,
yeah,
right? Is that what we're saying? Yeah.
He says, what was the last thing that caused you to flip someone off? Which bird you go for? So he wants to know 70s or 80s bird, I'm sure.
Yeah, I do the 80s bird with the, where you're not making a ball and having the middle finger come out of it, but you're like, you know, you've got the two fingers on either side.
Yeah, like
kind of supporting it like it's a...
Like a couple of testicles.
Construction, yeah, project, yeah.
For me, I go, hurt, big middle, hurt. Just right in their face. Here, Brian, I'm going to send you my video and you can see my
All
big
right,
middle
yeah,
finger.
I want to see it.
All right, you ready? It's like this. Here's my left hand. That's how I do it. Big, long, slap it up against the window kind of bird.
Yep.
The last time I flipped anybody off, I couldn't even tell you. I don't.
Really?
It's been so long. Right now is the last time I've done it. But I, like in like being serious where I flipped somebody off when I was mad, that's probably high school. I don't think I've done it since then.
Yeah, I don't know if I did it. I don't know if you could call it being mad, but I did it about a week and a half ago, doing some PvP against in Marvel's Avengers Alliance. There's the Facebook game that I tell you about all the time that I play in every once in a while. Yeah. There's a PvP season every two or three weeks. I keep saying every once in a while, but every two or three weeks there's a PvP season.
Do you smell toast? And everything's fine. Just don't smell toast.
I know exactly. there's a character that when it dies, it's a character named Chase Stein. He's one of the runaways, so one of the newer Marvel characters.
Yeah.
And when he dies, one of his things that can proc is a thing called Reboot that brings him back to life, full health. Mm. I'm the Reno Jackson of Avengers Alliance. And this thing had I'd taken it out two or three times, and it was on its fourth one. It had re-energized, re-come back to life, and I took it out with one shot. I one shot killed it, and then I flipped the damn thing off and said, "Stay dead."
All right, so you flipped off a video game.
It was anger. Yeah,
I understand.
Look at that. We've got E. David C. apparently has a GIF of the two of us flipping off the camera.
Oh, good. That makes it look like, out of context. we look like insane people. Let me take a look at that.
David, we absolutely do.
Let's see here. What we got?
Especially because it's like high speed.
Oh yeah, look. All right, that's kind of great. But what's that old? That's old video of me.
Oh yeah, that's old video of me too. That's like
we must have talked
I
about.
I didn't even
this.
Have the Tempest machine down here then.
What the crap? That is amazing. Yeah, that's my old house. All right. Well, anyways, thanks for the question, Sean Manster Cax. Okay, here's a good one. Let's see. Mike Boyd, aka Iceworm, says, why has no company made an Immortan Joe voice changer mask yet? That's a great question.
That is a really good question.
The thing is,
it's not like he's just like this.
It's right.
I need my wives back.
I mean, there's nothing else.
Well, it's a deeper voice, but it's
I need my wives back.
Yeah, but it's not like Bane or anything, where it's like there's a little bit of digitization going on.
I will see you at the gates of Valhalla.
Yeah, exactly. He's not actually Baning it, so right. I don't think they ever will do one. But they'll do lots of masks of it. That's fine.
Sure. I still have the 3D printed one over there that still needs to be painted. I filled in the cracks, but with putty.
This is
puttied up the cracks.
This is a weird question. Peter Fisher asks, if you were older, what would you have them charge at a restaurant? What does that mean? If you were older, what would you have them charge at a restaurant?
Change. Probably change.
Oh, he wrote charge. I know what is change. I'm reading it wrong. What would you change at a restaurant? Okay.
Probably make the menu bigger so you don't confuse your N's with your R's.
I didn't mean to order fettuccine. I thought it was fish. You dumb waiter.
Dumb waiter. Get it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's great.
I don't know. I can't think of anything. What would I change? I don't know. Why would I change anything?
It's too loud because there are places where I go, gone with Tina, where freaking Olive Garden, and they'll have the damn Italian music up way too loud.
I can't think of.
It's an Olive Garden. It's not like it's a nightclub.
And you hear it in the bathroom too.
Well, you go in there. Bathroom. They've got the Italian lessons, how to speak Italian.
I'm trying to take a shit, and all I can hear is this fettuccine Alfredo song.
I don't know.
Doing the old eenie talk, eenie this and eenie that.
I think if I could, I mean, the things I like now, I'm going to like then. So I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird question. All right. How about this one? This is my favorite, and we'll end it with this one. Okay. Katie Talmo says, how many Care Bears can you name?
How many Care Bears can you name?
Okay. I'm going to start with the ones I know. There's Old Heart Chest. There's Laffy McHappy. There's
Four Leaf Clover Chest.
Gummy Testy. And then there's Four Leaf Clover Chest, right? That's in there. So Lucky the Bear.
Is it Lucky Bear?
I think it's I don't know.
There's one with a rainbow too, isn't there?
That's Gay Bear.
And then his buddy Twink.
And then you got who else is there? You got Sweaty Pit Stains and Larry the gummy guy. There you go. That's it.
Yeah,
I don't know any of them. I don't know one of them.
Don't know any of their names.
I didn't watch Care Bears. Who did? I mean, it's fine. Look, again, not judging. Watch what you want to watch. But when that was on and I had that a choice between that and like, I don't know, anything else, I would take anything else. I would probably take Scrappy Doo over that. And that's saying something.
It is saying something. Wow.
What naming convention does Scott use on his sound files so that he can't find them when needed? Says Michael Miller.
Your soundboard so that, you know, when I say, fish, can it too early to get a fish sandwich? You play 11 fish clips before you actually get to fish sandwich.
I have too many fish things. Do you want to know how many fish things I have right now?
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. Here we go.
We know because we hear all of them every time.
I'm going to do it. Here it is. This is all the clips that have fish in.
This is the extended version of fish. Mm-hmm. TMS extended version.
Yep. So here's
Dance mix.
And I'm going to play them all. They're short, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to play them all. Let me uncheck these and check all of these.
Can you play them all simultaneously? You probably can't do them simultaneously.
No.
You can let them overlap and stuff.
They have to come one after the other. The way yeah.
Oh, okay.
So here goes. I'm going to play it with this one.
I love
fish. Oh, by the way, this starts with the shortest to the longest, okay?
Okay.
So here you go.
I love fish. I love fish.
Reasons to reduce fish burps.
We're having a fish sandwich.
This is a nice fish.
You fish-faced enemy of the people.
I'm a man, not a fish.
Hey, it's too hard to get a fish sandwich.
I don't like seeing fish suffer.
Flaky fish from Alaska?
I love fish. I just wish I could find more of it.
You like fish?
I don't like fish. I love fish.
We asked for more fish, and they refused to give us any more fish.
Back in my day, I didn't use condoms. We used an old fish.
I am too hard fish sandwich. Fish sandwich!
Fish? Why the hell do they call you fish?
The Morning Stream. We just wanted more fish. They wouldn't give us any more fish.
All right, that's it.
That is fantastic.
That's all my fishes. So you can see it's trouble. It's hard.
It's hard. I love fish.
I love fish. I really liked her, apparently. She's all over this thing.
I love fish.
Oh, stop. That's the Hulk. All right. That's it for those. Thank you guys so much. Sorry there's so few, but we're running a little long this week. Ask TMS is the hashtag on Twitter. Please use it at your convenience. And in the meantime, go to patreon.com/TMS. Links to everything we do are there. It's important to help us there, to throw a little cash our way. Why? Because the show just gets bigger and better and maintains itself. And it's really how we pay for our lives. We can't do it without it. So thank you so much for everyone who's helped us out at patreon.com/TMS. That's it. Let's get to what was that? I heard something.
You heard the tail end of a keyboard there.
Oh, I like that. It sounded like somebody went. So I guess we're gonna hear some more music from the same sex of the Marys there.
That's correct. The name of this one is Before I Cheat on You.
Before I Cheat on You.
Before correct. I Cheat on You. This is a lovely romantic number.
Okay. All right.
The Seventh Commandment, right?
That's right, yes, command the Seventh Commandment. Once again, same sex Mary, and if you're anywhere on their tour schedule, go see them. How many more places? What other places are you guys going?
You know, actually, I think this is our last one unless we pick something up tomorrow in Durango. Okay.
All right. So if you're in the Denver area, come see them tonight at Lion's Lair. Lion's Lair?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lion's Lair. And
or if you're in Durango, Colorado, or somewhere on the way to Las Vegas and have a place for us to play, let us know.
Yeah. There you go. Excellent. All right. Oh, let's switch camera over. And here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, same sex Mary.
Yay. See everybody Monday.
Seem to mind when I flirt with other girls. You don't seem to worry when I run my fingers through their curls. You don't seem to stress when I spend your money on their drinks. You don't seem to care about what anyone else thinks, because you know you're gonna cheat on me before I cheat on you. You're thinking now it's the only way you can get yourself through. Now you know you're gonna cheat on me before I cheat on you. But maybe it's what you gotta do. Must be hard when I ask for more than you can give. But was it really that surprising to learn I don't always think with my head? I'd change if I could, but it's the way that I'm wired in my brain. I see a pretty body, you know it drives me insane, and it makes me wanna cheat on you before you cheat on me. I'm thinking now it's the only way I can set myself free. Now you know I'm gonna cheat on you before you cheat on me. But maybe it's how it has to be.
Can you stand him? They never see me when I'm without my man. They tell me I'm blind. They tell me I'm crazy. I'll show you something that they don't understand. He likes to stay home, play games all night long. I go to Mars and don't come home until dawn. My boy disobeys me.
Thinking to ourselves, there must be another way. How could we stay in love but still get to go out and play?
I'll go sleep with him.
Then I'll go sleep with her. We'll come home, compare notes, then rock each other's world. Then no one has to cheat. No one has to sin. No one has to feel the weight of guilt sinking in. Then no one has to lose because everybody wins.
That one goes out. Yeah.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.